Souls and salutations, everyone. I'm jumping right into it.
Here we go.
Hey, we're back, baby. Welcome to the Foot Fetish Podcast. It's been so long, I don't remember our intro.
I wake up in the morning and I look at my feet.
See, here's the my feet are sticking out of the bed. Hey, everybody. I'm Ramon. I'm the producer of Ramon's Face Full of Feet.
Hey, I'm Belle. I'm the owner of Ramon's Face Full of Feet.
And she puts her feet in my face full.
Sometimes.
This morning it was nice.
Not ever that Ramon guy, though. Fuck that guy.
Oh.
I wouldn't hang out with a guy named Ramon.
What about all the actual Ramones out there?
Oh, right. I forgot that we're pretending that you're Ramon.
Right.
What? I mean, oh, shit.
What the fuck?
I forgot for a minute that Ramon and
Kayfabe.
You were the same character.
Wait, did you... You forgot my shoot name was Ramon?
I forgot. No, I didn't forget. I just forgot that in the universe of this podcast, you are also Ramon and not
my actual name.
Your actual person.
Yeah. Well,
it's
here
like
I am.
You know, it's like okay, like John Rhys Davies isn't actually Gimli, son of Gloin.
Rhys Davies.
That's not no.
Rhys.
I don't believe so.
I don't actually know.
I believe it's John Rhys Davies.
Probably.
Anyway, as I was saying, not actually Gimli, son of Gloin, but like...
Yeah. Something like that.
In an interview, you're going to interview John Rhys Davies. You're not going to be interviewing Gimli.
Gimli, son of Gloin.
Yeah.
No, I suppose not.
I don't know.
So anyway, my point is...
Anyway, here we
occasionally
are.
Belle, when she wakes up in the morning and I'm home, she will lounge up in the bedroom because she's a lazy sack of shit, which is fine.
I know, right? God forbid Ramon, like, take, you know, responsibility for his own home and children.
I do it every time I'm off. Thank you very much. And the reason I do this is because occasionally you will lay there with your feet just laying out and I'll wander.
That's
my...
That's the only reason, not because you love me?
No, I do it because I love you too. But it's part... I'm getting a boner just thinking about it. So anyway, her feet will stick out. And as you all know from listening to this podcast for a few years now... is morning feet is my favorite feet because they smell the most like feet.
That's why the theme song was about that.
It was.
You wake up in the morning and you look at your feet.
Yeah, oh God.
Totally your thing.
I'll never get over that theme song. Ugh. Accidentally mixed up our mics. I can see that. Here, I'm going to fix it right now. There. That volume is much better now. Hey, look at you locking the door.
I was just double checking.
You're classy.
I don't
classy
know.
Broad. Good job. So it's good to be back. You know, like we always said, we're going to be here every now and then.
Listen, the plan is the. Listen, guys.
Yeah, here's,
listen,
the, here's the plan.
Listen, here's the thing. Since the world opened back up to the extent which it did, Ramon is like gone all the freaking time.
I'm gone a lot.
He's gone a lot. He's back at work, which is good, but also sucks. And he's like, now he's like, oh, what? I can just go out and like do whatever the fuck I want on weekends. And he does. So the time that he's home is the time that I kind of just don't, you know, I want to spend that time, you know, with my loving, goodly husband.
Well, yeah, to really chew that out.
I don't know. I'm trying to.
You're like Angelica Houston in The Witches trying to say children.
Children. So here's a fun story, guys.
Here we go.
Ramon and I got new phones, right?
Yeah.
Because our fucking phone company made us.
Yeah.
And I'm real disgruntled about it. But
she
that's
sure
a,
is.
That's a whole other podcast. That's the Belle is a Luddite and doesn't know how to use new technology podcast.
It literally explodes in her hand. It's weird. Literally and figuratively.
So I was like, Ramon was putting me in his contact, right? And this dude doesn't take photos of me, like, ever.
You don't want me to. First, that you do not put that on me. You're like, no, don't take my photo. You're such a stereotypical mom.
You gotta take.
Don't take my photo. I look
I'm
gross.
I'm not looking. But she took that picture of me with the kids at the park the other day.
Yeah,
that's
that
a
was
great
nice.
Picture.
I do that.
You gotta do that, like when I'm not looking.
I do that.
You gotta take candid photos of me, but not from profile. Anyway, and so like for my contacts picture, you know, you put your little picture of someone who's calling you or texting or whatever in your contacts. He used a still frame from the last clip we filmed.
Yeah.
So, like, it's cropped, so no one would be the wiser, but it's like...
We'll know.
I'm sitting on his chest with my feet on his face.
Yeah.
And it's... I'm extremely tickled by that.
She's the quite fact pleased,
that that's
yeah.
just like... It's a decent picture of me.
It's a very good picture.
I think we put it on Twitter.
Yeah,
Instagram,
it's on Twitter, yeah.
Somewhere. I don't know.
And the clip's available now, so you can go buy it.
Go buy it. Go buy it.
It's their new sock smother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a delightful fan messaged us and sent those socks. Those the new socks that you don't like to wear. You don't like the ankle
they're
socks.
Okay. They're just... They're not... They're very thin.
They are quite thin. But I'm going to say, y'all, her feet look so good in those socks because her feet look good in damn near anything. But the combination of those ankle socks and jeans just sends me over the edge. So that clip is now one of my favorites. So y'all should buy it too.
All right.
It's awesome. I don't have a sock fetish, but I do like socks. I like feet more, but socks are fun. It's just an extra layer to enjoy on feet. That's quite fun.
I mean, they usually
can be stinky. Especially awesome when they have the outline of the feet.
It's like how men like lingerie.
Yeah.
All dudes are a little bit into lingerie because they're a little bit into boobs.
A little bit into boobs. Mm. The next podcast.
A little bit into boobs. That's too wordy. I wake up in the morning and I look at my boobs.
Booby boob, 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 boob. Why don't you boob? So how you want to proceed from here? We could read some feedback. So now, there is a story that was written about us that we've been putting off.
Is this the orc erotica?
It is the orc erotica.
I haven't read it yet. No.
Well, the question is, do you feel like reading some orc erotica?
I need to vet that.
You need to vet it, huh? All right.
Well, I need to at least
make sure
what
it's
I'm...
good orc erotica.
No, I'm sure it's good. If it's written by one of our fans, I'm sure it's good.
It's written by Nylon Attic.
He's great, too.
Yeah, he is great.
But I just need to make sure that it's like, I need to be able to get into character.
I'll have to send that to your new fancy phone.
Send it to my... I'm not going to be able to figure out how to open it.
No, you won't. I'll open it for you.
I've never felt more like an old person.
You're such an old... Why do I have this twice? I guess I must have...
Oh, you're such an old person. Ramon's checking his email and he's confused like an elderly man.
Because we do these so slapdash and every now and then when Belle is in a giving mood, I'm not as prepared, so the feedback isn't all curated.
You had tons of time. He was like, he was getting his stupid mic set up, all set up in the room this morning. And as he was, I was cleaning his office.
It's the worst because she doesn't clean like I would clean. Like, oh, okay, this goes here and that goes there. She puts things, quote, where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
Which is this nebulous region that seems to not exist in the physical world.
I put the pens in the thing with the other pens. I hung the scissors up with the other scissors.
What thing? Look, here's my pen cup. Look, listen to that.
The pens are...
It's empty, y'all. This pen thing is empty.
Look with the other pens.
What other pens?
Look with the other pens.
What other
pens? In the little mail thingy.
I don't put pens in the mail thingy. It's not what I do.
Okay, listen.
Oh, I got to like now lower the computer.
How was I supposed to know that that was a pen cup if there's no fucking pens
because
in it,
Ramon? Because you gave it to me to use as a pen cup.
Because you broke it.
I broke the shit out of that cup.
Broke it.
It's a really nice ceramic cup that I love. Just to check as I'm flailing around like my Italian self talking. Just right up into the cabinet.
It was a
wham!
It was a gesticulation related casualty, guys.
And I just got so sad because I couldn't blame anyone but myself. Mm-hmm. You know those moments where it's like, this is entirely my fault.
Constantly. I do that all the time.
Oh, it's the worst. But the cup lives on, apparently not as a pen cup because it's empty as shit.
It's just decoration. It's almost like you're sitting there. You could put a fucking pen in it if you wanted to.
I can't because I can't find the pens because you hid them from me.
They're in the mail thing.
Great.
The mail is...
So where's the mail?
The mail is the mail is in the fucking garbage can. And the towels are on the roof.
Oh, my.
So feet.
Yeah, feet.
I guess we got to fucking talk about feet.
We should talk about feet. What? Did you forget how feet work?
No, I remember how feet work.
So, fun news.
Oh, God.
Well, almost fun news. I guess we've pulled back from this. But Belle is considering filming with other models again. I mean, obviously, you know, the world is getting crazy again, so we'll see about that. But obviously, if there's people we know or vaccinated that wants to film, our models, amongst our models. So there may be some clips coming up where Belle's smothering some of our other models.
We gotta figure out, like, a babysitting situation.
Yeah,
we'll see about that.
But, like, I'll level with y'all. From a financial point of view, it makes the most goddamn sense to have Belle on every single shoot. That won't happen, but...
Y'all, because he doesn't pay me.
I pay you with love, and you get the full profits.
He doesn't pay me for a shoot.
You don't buy anything. You're hemming and hawing about buying new leggings the past 3 years.
I've had a pair of leggings in my Amazon cart for like 2 years, and I've been like... Ooh, $12. I don't know about
Meanwhile, in that time, I've bought new cameras, lights, new computer.
He's bought like 7 green screens, you guys. Yeah. Like, I don't know how much these things cost, but like, I can't imagine.
Lots of green screens. Oh, God, so much. Get ready for some outer space foot smothering.
Okay.
That'll be fun. Yeah, I got
actually,
time to do that.
Like, I've suggested that before, and Ramon just is not taking full advantage of the green screens. And
so, I don't know how much bang there is for the buck, because it takes so long to set up. That it eats into shooting time, or it makes me have to get there earlier, which means I have to leave the house earlier, which makes you more annoyed. So
no, usually, because usually you shoot right after work.
That's true.
But so I still get there earlier.
Yeah, I guess. But then it's more to pack up at the end of the night. I try to
How much time does it take to set up a green screen? Have you just tried getting better at it?
Wow. Well, I haven't had it very long. I don't know. I'll think about it. It could be neat. And then then you can't move, you know? It's not like, it's a big green screen. It's not that big of a green screen. There's more editing
you
gotta do.
You need to, like, cobble together all of your green screens into one green screen.
You can do that, yeah.
Yeah, do it.
But then the models can't wear green.
Oh, no.
I love green.
Anyway, I just think that would be really funny. You do, like a Star Trek themed where you're, like, on the bridge.
That would be awesome.
Or like, I don't know, what else would we do?
You could do a Middle Earth sort of deal. We could do the Harry Potter one, man. That's going to happen. We've been talking about that since 10 years ago.
I feel like we could do the Harry Potter one just in our own house.
We keep losing models that were great for the roles.
I know.
Because we're waiting so long. I mean, Jermaine's coming back in the picture. He's definitely Harry Potter. Although, Shorty is a much better Harry. I don't know, actually. Jermaine has the glasses. He has the look. In the sound of Harry Potter.
Also, the issue is that we've been fucking spitballing this clip idea for 12 years now.
Yeah.
And I've gone from the Luna Lovegood character. I'm the McGonagall character now.
Well, now I'm way more turned on.
I know, right?
This is great.
Get me a fucking witch hat and I'm going to sit on some Harry Potter.
Oh, God. I'm so turned on.
Actually, is that weird?
Nope. It's happening.
He's of age in this scenario.
Right. He's in this scenario, he's already an accomplished auror.
Oh, right. He's an auror.
That's right.
The worst name.
For a thing? Because now
you have to say auror.
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 It's like judicial system.
Oh, what are
system.
You? I'm an auror.
You always sound drunk saying it.
The rural juror.
Rural juror. The murder dirter.
Murder dirter. I have issue with that. This is in relation to an SNL sketch that we watched the other night where it was like a crime procedural that took place in like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Central.
Do they say dirter in Pittsburgh? I've never heard that.
Well, their accent's not dissimilar from a Southern Baltimore accent, that it's very like
you
round
daughter,
in the mouth.
Daughter.
Daughter. I say daughter.
You nope. do, but you don't sound like a that's how you say the name. That's how you say
well,
the word.
Well, obviously it's an exaggerated version of it. They're just playing it up, but they really punch the O. It's really anywhere there's a steel town, it would seem.
It's like the, remember that? I don't know if you ever saw that from 30 Rock, where she was doing the commercial for Overstock.com. And remember, they used to call it the O, but she was using her Baltimore accent, yeah. So she kept calling it the O.
Oh, that was fantastic. I love that. That made me happy.
Anyway, these are like really niche Baltimore jokes. Like, if you've seen... If you've seen 30 Rock and live in and around the Rust Belt,
yeah.
Then you would maybe know what we're talking about.
You might know what's
about.
Going on here. If not, you know, learn about it. You know, get yourself up there.
Or, you know, don't. Also, Pittsburgh is...
I mean, we went once.
We went once, but we went to like a real fancy
area.
Yeah,
we just got
drunk
at a hotel.
Yeah,
so
it
doesn't
fun.
Really count for us.
Mr. Rogers was from Pittsburgh.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's where his
is that
the neighborhood?
Neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the neighborhood. It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it sounds like a neighborhood of make believe. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what I mean either. It just sounded, I don't know, a little insulting. Wait a minute. What is this? Is somebody talking about their goddamn celebrity ones? Interesting.
Celebrity what?
Here we go. This is They're celebrity. Who they love is celebrities.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's talk about celebrity feet. Oh, also, did we ever address the the Vore video that I did recently?
Oh, shit.
We never talked
about that. Did you make a podcast that I don't know about? Because
I couldn't remember if we had talked about it yet.
I don't think so.
Because we had a custom come in, right? And it was this guy wanted me to pretend to eat him and his friends and his girlfriend.
Right, yeah.
And
that was great.
He mailed himself to me, and I was a giant. Or I guess I wasn't a giant. He was just
very shrunk
small.
Himself. Yeah.
I don't know the science behind it, guys.
It's much easier to shoot, that's for sure.
Yeah,
because you don't have to be as tall as a building.
We'd need
a
green screen for that. If only we had a fucking
Shout out to shit. What the hell's his name? God damn it, Petty Princess. He's on Instagram. We follow him. He's the guy we help get started. He does a lot of giantess stuff.
Oh, right, right.
Go check him out. He does good stuff. He does Greenstein stuff. And, of course, Low Mario.
He can get his shit together to do his
Well, he likes it a lot more than I do. So it makes
sense
that he would do it.
That's true. So this dude mailed himself to me, and I fucking ate him. And I ate his girlfriend, or I smushed his girlfriend with my foot, and then I...
Yeah, there's some good feet content in that, too.
Yeah. That was actually way more fun to shoot than I thought it would.
You really like shooting.
I was very iffy about it at first, but then I wound up getting really into it. I even, I wrote, a funny address on... I wrote, a funny return address on the box. That wasn't in the clip at all, but just, I was going method, guys. I was going really method for this. I don't even really know what that means.
No, you don't.
I don't. I don't understand acting. So acting isn't a real job, right? Ramon and I talk about this all the time about how
realistically.
Ramon's like, I'm a theater major. I majored in theater in college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know that my 4-year-old acts all the time. Like, it's just playing pretend. It's not a real job. It's not hard.
It depends on what you're doing.
Fucking Brad Pitt needs to get the fuck over himself.
There are parts of it that are hard, but I would not call it a hard job.
No.
The hard part is getting the job.
Yeah, fair.
Like, if you needed until you break in, it's hard, hard, hard work, and you're not making much money.
Everything's hard, hard, hard work. If you're, just trying to get into construction, but you can't get a job, it's hard,
I ain't talking about construction. I'm talking about acting, goddammit.
What? What? I don't know.
So you gotta hustle, you gotta make these auditions, you have to hope that you're the right person for these roles. It's really subjective. Your skill is important, but half the time, I'd say even 75 to 80% of the time, it's just, are you the right fit for a role?
I would argue that being unemployed is hard for any career.
I mean, yeah, but this one you're more unemployed than usual. If you're lucky, you're working all the time, but sometimes it's here's a big old dry spell, and that can happen more often for actors than other gigs. That's a hard part. Unless you're fucking Brad Pitt and you're getting hired all the time, or you just made millions of dollars from this one movie and you're set basically for life.
Brad Pitt is profoundly overrated.
I like Brad Pitt. I enjoy him as a performer. Also, I'm sure he has nice feet.
Yeah, probably.
More than likely.
I mean, he's a really good looking guy, so probably. What did you...
What?
Off topic. Completely off topic.
Oh, jeez.
Ramon and I watched the 2017 remake of It last night. What did you think of the child acting in that? I was very impressed.
No, they're really good.
I was very impressed. I thought most of the child acting was really superb.
I always appreciate that. I mean, they're good in Stranger Things, too. Not that that's... They're obviously...
different children.
They're different. Ramon. Well, one's not.
Right. The kid with the glasses was
right,
the same
he's the same
kid.
Guy.
I kept
My point is that
about him.
These style of horror movies with the kids, they're very focused on making sure they have good performers for that. Because if you don't, the movie's ruined.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, kids can go either way. Kids can go really, really shitty acting or really, really great acting. I was very impressed by those.
Good Omens.
Oh yeah.
Horrendous child
those
actors.
Kids were terrible.
The worst.
Those were awful, awful kids.
I really judge people who are way into Good Omens.
In all fairness, the adults in that didn't
act
well either. No, the girl who was the witch.
Okay, they sucked.
Ugh.
The witch plot line and that sucked ass. But listen, the angel and the demon, they're great. But they're good performers. That's what they do.
Uh-huh. You mean Neil Gaiman's self-insert Mary Sue was the only fucking decent... And who's the other guy? Terry Pratchett?
Yeah.
I don't like Terry Pratchett.
Well, he's dead, so...
Well, okay,
You can speak ill of him. He's dead.
I'm not going to do that.
I don't understand that. Don't speak ill of the dead. Fuck them. They can't comment back. I'm going to talk a lot of ill.
I mean, well, because they can't defend themselves either.
Fuck off. Somebody will defend them. Anyway, I didn't like Good Omens. But yeah, good child acting.
Yeah. Okay. We stayed up way too late last night watching it, and we hadn't discussed it, so I figured we should address it.
Yes. Okay. On to feedback.
So glad we. Yeah. So glad we stopped in the middle of the podcast to have a conversation about a movie we watched.
That's what this is. I don't know what you thought this podcast was.
It was a good movie. It was a good movie. I liked it.
Here's some feedback.
So listen, Ramon doesn't think so, but I'm almost positive we've read this.
I don't
this
think
before.
So.
But either way, we're going to read it again.
No, I know we haven't read this one.
Are you sure?
I know there's people on this list we would have discussed.
I just don't know who any of these people are. I see a list of women's names that I don't know, and I know it's going to be me being like, who's that? So get ready to Google. Get ready.
Google.
Get ready.
I can do it on my big, big phone now.
Fantastic.
All right, go ahead.
You could also do it on your computer, which would be a lot simpler, but whatever.
Say that.
Ramon doesn't know how to use computers.
Go ahead.
So this is, I don't know if we don't want to give out his, we don't want to give out this guy's email address, but this.
We don't have to give, this is, look, I have it up here, look here. That's me.
No, I know, but what is that? What is that?
That's his username,
that's
his handle.
That's his username? Yeah. From what?
I don't know, just say it.
Anyway.
This Jesus. Is from,
but this is in your email. I feel like this is, okay.
I sent it to myself. Like, I got it from wherever we got
it.
I can't remember.
All right, whatever. Ramon doesn't even remember where he got this from.
It's been so
this
long.
This is from Goals Galore 17.
There you go. How hard is that?
I don't know what that means. From maybe Reddit? Maybe?
Possibly?
Probably Reddit. He says, this is a theme that would probably be limitless, given the number of celebrities out there. You could probably do a celebrity of the... episode, maybe like a celebrity of the week episode.
If we did,
maybe
it
that's
week.
What he means. If you don't see the need for follow up episodes on this, let's just every week, let's just talk about different celebrities' feet. Let's do it. Let's make it the celebrity feet.
I mean, I do that anyway.
Celebrity
yeah.
foot fetish podcast. Personally, I agree with the lists and comments previously mentioned, particularly the Mad Piper comments on Avril Lavigne. Oh, right. We read Mad Piper's email.
Yeah, we read Mad. Okay, we always read his.
Avril Lavigne. That really brought up memories. I remember watching the TRL episode referred to on the podcast as well. Some nostalgia there, I suppose. I remember being really excited when TRL first started.
I never got
into
it. But...
just because you didn't like music.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very excited. And then it got really bad really quickly. Mm. It was a mess after like a year. It was just crazy weird. Anyway, I also second the inclusion of Adrienne Palicki on the podcast. I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. That's the hot blonde from Orville.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
amazing.
She's hot. She's super mm-hmm. hot.
Big feet, too.
She's married to the little guy, the little ginger
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, it makes me
I
happy.
Love that.
Yeah.
Good call. For me, I do appreciate women who are healthy. What?
What? I prefer them unhealthy.
I like them sickly. I have a tuberculosis fetish.
TB for me.
Weird.
Yeah.
Go
on.
For me, I do appreciate women who are. He means thin. That's what he's trying
yeah,
to say.
I know.
He likes
he's trying
women.
To say that. Yeah.
Mm.
Or does healthy mean buxom or zoftig?
Zoftig. No, he thick with two feet with two C's, thick. Anyway,
dummy thick. I don't understand the. Listen, I'm an old millennial.
This is why I can't get that job.
Because you're not dummy thick.
No, because I don't understand street slang.
Oh yeah, we saw this sweet job where you had to like literally listen in on like drug
on, like,
deals,
wiretaps and stuff, and you need
you
to,
had to
like,
be able to transcribe it and translate it.
To like proper English for the cops to be like, oh yeah, this guy was talking about going and getting.
I'm trying
some...
to get Belle to take it or at
no,
least try for it. But...
I'm not. I don't. I literally. I don't. I don't.
She's not on fleek.
I'm not. No one says that anymore.
Why not? It's so great.
That's like a 10-year-old euphemism. That's like.
Listen, you need to yeet that no good feelings, fam. And you need to get bae with.
Yeah,
with the good vibes.
God. Good vibes. Yeah, that's something that young people
groovy.
Say nowadays. Far out.
I always hated far out.
I like far out. Yeah. I like.
I mean,
it.
You know, I say groovy and rad all the time, but you know,
you're gross.
Tubular.
Radical.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
Gnarly.
I like gnarly gnarly's because good. Gnarly has all different sorts of applications.
Yes.
Gnarly can be good or bad.
It can. Same with heinous, non-heinous.
No, heinous is only bad.
Oh, you know what? I'm just getting confused with that line in Bill and Ted where it's non-heinous because they did the double, triple, quadruple negative.
It's
clever script. Anyway, back to this shit.
I don't like Bill and Ted. Anyway, horrible. You're horrible. For me, I do appreciate women who are healthy, don't we all? And beautiful, generally also happen to have beautiful feet.
Well, yeah.
I can't think of criteria beyond that besides maybe longer, well-developed toes. Stubs just aren't for me.
Like, yeah, I'm on board with
maybe
that
generally. Maybe like fruit that were plucked too early. They just don't sit well.
You can skip the poetry.
No. I like that.
You like that?
So like toes like underripe figs.
Okay. I just watched The Witches, obviously, but you know, witches they don't have toes.
Right. Yeah, they have square feet.
Revolting stumps where their toes should be. Just horrible imagery from that movie.
Yeah, and they squeeze their square. Toeless feet into those pointy shoes.
Well, they never wear pointy or pretty shoes, only sensible shoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I also don't wear pointy or pretty shoes.
Good. I don't like pointy shoes.
So, no fruit plucked too early. I like that. If I had to mention a few more celebrities for future podcasts.
Here we go.
Who I think were harshly overlooked on the first podcast on this topic.
Harshly.
Wow.
I don't know at least three of them.
One, two, three, four, five. I don't know five of these. And the other, I don't remember who number two is. I always get her. There's multiple girls named that I always get confused. I don't remember what number five looks like or what she's been in. I know number four.
I bet they're all going to be very young performers.
Anyway. Right? They're all way too young.
Or in shows we've never seen.
So we harshly overlooked these women.
You go on.
Based on Goals Galore's criteria above, he would include Sophia Black-Dela.
Here she is. That's her.
Okay, she is 14.
She's 29.
She was born in 1991.
She just looks 14.
So she's like an infant, basically. She was born in 1991, so she's in third grade.
Oh, my God. okay. 14-year-old in third grade. Good.
Okay.
Suppose we ought to look at her. I suppose we ought to look at her feet. Because she is very much of age.
29. Yeah, okay. She looks really young, or maybe I'm just seeing young
size
pictures of her.
Size 8 feet. All right.
What?
Let's have a little look-see. Yeah.
What has she? Who is this?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go find
what
out.
What would I possibly?
Let's
don't go to IMDb. Jesus fucking Christ!
Oh, let me scroll down and hope for the best.
It's right there. She was on the. Was that the remake of Skins or was that the original Skins?
2011. So I don't know.
Oh, that's the American remake. Okay, fuck that.
I don't know any of this
shit. I've never even heard of any of these.
So there you go.
Remake of Skins. But okay. All right.
Back to the... This is going well.
It's great.
It's a good start.
Off to an auspicious
start. Here we go.
Size
8 feet.
Emma Roberts. I don't know if I know who that is.
It feels like such a generic name.
Emma Stone. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Emma Stone, Emma Watson, and then there's another Emma that I...
I'm starting to think this guy is a type.
I have no idea who this person is. No, this girl looks completely different than the last girl.
Yeah, they have that
She looks like
look,
fucking Donald Trump's daughter.
She does, doesn't she?
Who is this chick?
I don't know.
Aw. The first result is baby? Did she have a baby? Let me see.
Also
baby.
Born in 91. We'll get to the baby. Jeez.
Okay, what's this? What has she been in?
Look at the good scroll, Wikipedia. We're gonna scroll everywhere.
Scroll down to filmography, you dipshit.
Ugh, you know what IMDb does right away?
No, it doesn't. You have to click like four times to get to filmography, and even then, it's not arranged. Oh God,
fucking
I hate
bogus.
You. All right, so she was in Big Love, but I don't remember that.
She's in Hotel for
no,
Dogs.
No, wait, she was in a short film called Big Love. She wasn't even in the TV
no,
show.
No,
what
no,
the
no.
fuck?
Well,
is this?
It's going in reverse. See?
No, it's not going in reverse. It's going chronologically.
But normally they start with the newest thing, but this time they
you're,
do not.
No, on IMDb they start with the newest thing.
Oh, my
thing.
God.
You're just confused.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I have never heard of any of these. Scream 4.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Maybe you know her from TV.
She's been in a bunch of movies.
She was in Drake and Josh.
Oh, so she was just in a bunch of like really.
She's on Family Guy.
She was. I watched like the first half of the American Horror Story coming.
Oh, we've seen her probably in that one.
She was probably with that young blonde.
She's
girl.
The main role. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we probably she was in a bunch of American Horror Story.
Oh wow!
Thing.
But not the good one. The only really good one was the first one, right?
I like the what was the first one?
The first one was the one with the house where
oh, that.
Where, yeah, with the boy who was a ghost and then the girl who got turned into a ghost and she didn't realize it. They were just a house full of ghosts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Haunted
yeah.
house. And the guy was like a psychiatrist.
All right. Take your word for it.
That was a good one. Yeah, I think that she was like the main young girl witch in American Horror Story, the Coven one. That's fine.
Size 6 feet. Get out of here with this.
Oh, my gosh. How tall is she?
I don't know. This isn't the height podcast.
I feel like Wikifeet should like. List
I thought
that
it
up
used to
top.
Back in the day. 5'2".
Five
so she's not
oh,
very
so she's
tall.
Little. Okay.
So that adds up. She looked. I imagine she was taller for some reason.
Okay.
So okay, that's Emma okay. Roberts. Who, okay. Again, it's a very generic name.
Well, what do you think of her feet?
They looked all right. I'm not thrilled.
They're size 6. Okay. All right. So, 2 out of 2 women so far I've never heard of
Whee!
In my life. Okay, Michelle. Monahan.
Probably Moynihan.
It's if you say so. I'm going to say Monahan.
I said it again. You know what?
Okay. All right. IMDb. Here we are with a list of.
Oh, it's right there. Look at right there.
Okay.
Boom. Immediately.
Oh, I'm so glad that we can see all these things that aren't even out yet.
A lot
Great.
Of things in post-production.
Oh, she was in the remake of The Craft.
She's in the remake of The Nanny.
Fuck that.
Mission Impossible. True Detective.
I've never seen any of that. I've never heard of any of these.
She's in Law and Order Special Victims.
Everyone was in Law and Order Special
yeah,
Victims.
They were,
Everyone's been in at least one
Boston
episode.
Public. Didn't you watch Boston Public?
Oh, shit. Who was she on Boston Public?
I have to wait.
I watched.
Kimberly Woods. Kimberly Woods.
I watched the shit out of some Boston Public.
Well, she was in
once
it.
Once upon a time. Scroll back. Let me see if I can, like. She was probably just some, like, rando student, but I can't. Oh, no, I can't place her. She's cute, though. She looks is. Familiar. I feel like I maybe have seen her in something, but
I, mean, more than likely.
I don't recognize
size
any of those
nine.
Titles
I'm gonna do
at
it.
All.
I'm gonna do
okay.
It.
Ramon's excited now about a size 9.
All right. Let's get down and dirty.
What do you feel about those like surfboards where you tie it to your foot?
Those are fun because you often get soul shots out of those pictures. So, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm on board.
Right. Okay.
I'm a fan.
Ramon is pro.
I'm pro anything that makes feet happy.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at her doing that headstand. Click on that one. That's cool.
I used to be able to do that.
That's cool. See, those look like nice leggings. Where'd she get those?
Those are nice leggings. Jeez.
It's probably cost way more than $12. I wouldn't buy those.
I'm sorry to say.
That's a cool picture.
This is a cool picture, too.
Oh, my God.
This is great.
That, I believe, is from True Detective.
Yeah. Some people are way into True Detective and it got canceled or something.
I'm going to get into True Detective after I finish watching Bones. That's going to be my next thing.
All right. Yeah, she's got nice feet. I'll include her on the list, I suppose.
Okay. This yeah, she's really cute. She's exist. Really cute. She's she looks really good with those bangs in that last picture.
I feel like I'll jump to the next one. Mila Kunis. I feel like we've talked about
her so much.
Maybe you just missed it.
Can we talk about how fucked up it is that like she and Ashton Kutcher are married now?
That's so strange.
Like,
what happened?
Why? Like, I mean, like, whatever. Not why, but
no,
just
I mean,
also
whatever.
Like, you were on this show together like 20 years ago,
oh,
and then
it's nice.
And then he was married to Demi Moore for a really long time, and then he's like, "Bye, I'm gonna go get with this chick who I
yeah,
I don't know, it's weird. It's like how fucking Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are back together again, like 20 years after they were a thing, and they're like back together. Oh, Evan Rachel Wood.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we talked about Mila Kunis. Are we? We're just skipping over her.
I mean, I love her because she's short but has bigger feet. She has like 8.5
okay.
feet. They're really, really
she's
nice.
She's quite short too.
She's very
really
short.
Little.
Like one might say she has duck feet because she's so short but has such.
Wow, that would be mean.
It's a bit mean, but
why
that's,
would one say that?
To be mean, I suppose. No, God. I love her feet. Her feet are great, and she's a delightful human being. Who is great on Family Guy and is great on everything I've seen her in.
Yeah, she's super good on Family Guy.
Great sense of humor. Evan Rachel Wood, who I sort of know, who was with
she's
Marilyn
that
Manson
girl
for a
that
while.
Marilyn Manson used to beat up.
Ah.
Side note, Marilyn Manson, fuck that guy. I'm here to kink shame Marilyn Manson for thinking it's acceptable to beat up women and eroticize it. Let's not click on that picture of her with Marilyn Manson because I feel weird about it.
That's fine, I suppose. Yep, they seem nice.
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about.
Okay.
But I like
what has she been in? She's an actor, right?
Yep.
Please click on the Wikipedia.
Fine, here we go.
I know that it's a bummer that it requires you to scroll down twice. Oh my God, she was in Practical Magic. She was one of the little girls in Practical Magic.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't
it? Oh, she was in, oh God, remember that movie 13? That was so creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like that movie was a thing that was made because it was like really, really like objectifying these little girls.
Maybe I haven't seen it.
It was creepy. She was in Across the Universe. I hated that movie.
I never saw it.
It was
extremely
bad.
Why did you see it? You hate the Beatles.
No. I'm thinking of the other one. I'm thinking of, what's the one about that the teenage boy who goes on tour with that band?
Almost famous.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm getting those. No, I've never seen Across the Universe because I don't like the Beatles.
Right, you don't like the Beatles.
A Case of You.
Oh, let's look at TV.
Nice. I like Joni Mitchell. Wait.
True Blood.
What? Who is she in True Blood? Oh, my God. Oh, shit. She played the queen.
Oh.
She was like the queen. Remember when...
Kinda.
No, remember when Bill, it was like in the first season when he went to the queen's house and they were like playing chess and she yes. Okay. All right. Never mind. I like her. She's cool.
Super.
Awesome.
So that's Evan Rachel Wood. You know, remember
Liz. I'm going to watch.
What?
So I'm going to rewatch True Blood.
Okay. You can.
And it's going to, I know.
It's great.
Because I rewatched it maybe like 2 years ago, but Amazon didn't have the final season.
Ah.
So now that we have HBO, I can watch the final season.
You sure can.
But also, I'm going to start over from the beginning.
Yeah, why not?
Guys.
It's a fun show to watch.
Guys, let's talk about how great True Blood is. It's maybe the best show ever. It's so good.
Even the cringy moments and shitty moments are still fun in that show.
It's so good.
Because the characters are fun. So in this moment of like, oh, now there's a werepanther and they want your babies. Like, what is going on here? This
right?
is ridiculous.
But it's like, it's a fun ride.
It's just a ridiculous ride. So, yeah.
I love that show.
I enjoy that show.
But you never watched the last season.
When you get to it, I'll get to it.
How but you gotta rewatch the whole thing and catch
no,
up.
I really don't.
I'll catch you up. I'll remind you.
Catch me
it
up.
Was like vampire. It was like vampire zombies.
Yeah, I know.
Remember the vampire zombies?
I do. I remember them
God,
being in the prison.
So good. No.
Oh, they got out of that. I don't remember, man.
Yeah. See. I'll,
anyway,
we gotta
move on to
the
next.
Thing. Okay, Lizzie Kaplan.
You remember
which
her.
Is a ni- no, I don't.
You don't. We've seen her in a few things.
I like that name.
She
That's
was
you're spelling
in...
it wrong. You're spelling it wrong. You're spelling.
It's not semicolon, Izzy.
I thought that said jizzy.
Get jizzy with it. No.
Ew.
No, it's that girl.
I don't know who that is.
We've seen her in something recently. Mm. She was like an evil something or other.
Oh. She was in that Palm Springs movie, wasn't she?
No, you're thinking of a different girl.
This is not the girl from Mean Girls. Oh, she was also in True Blood.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, she's in something else we saw recently where she was. Oh, poo. What the hell was it? Let me look this up. You don't remember Hot Tub Time Machine? No,
I've never seen that.
I'm familiar with it. It was not a good movie. Shit, what did I see her in? Let me look this up. Mr. Sunshine, wait, New Girl.
I'm trying to okay. So on True Blood, she was that girl that dated Sookie's brother, and they kidnapped
That guy, and kept him
in the basement.
Yeah.
She was gross.
That's what I know her from, yeah.
It was Stephen Root was the guy that they kept in the basement.
Fantastic.
Remember? He was so good.
The best.
Now, what else is she? Scroll down.
Oh, for God's sake. We just looked.
Let me see. Okay, what are we looking at? She was in Mean Girls. Are you completely sure? No, she was.
She was in Freaks and Geeks, too.
Maybe.
But, you know, very young then.
Scroll up a hot second, because...
Go on.
Am I completely insane that that's not the same girl as from Palm Springs?
You are insane. It's a different girl.
No.
You have the world at your fingertips.
No. Okay, hang on one second. I got to put my phone down and address this.
No,
I don't open my camera. Go away.
I recently looked up the girl from Palm Springs. Do look at her feet, in fact. And it is definitely not the same
girl.
Are you completely sure? I am 100% sure.
Cast? Shit, you're right.
That's right. I'm right. I'm right.
You're
about
totally
these
right. But she looks. No, she doesn't actually. Now that I'm looking at her,
you just suck.
I watched that entire movie, and I could have sworn up and down that that was the chick from Mean Girls, but it's not.
It's not.
She was in an episode of Black Mirror. Which episode of Black Mirror do you suppose?
I don't know.
She
we
got to
catch up on that.
Maybe. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm finding out right now that I have, in fact, she was in the Mindy Project. I probably saw her in that too.
Probably.
Hmm. Weird. Okay. All right. So that's not the chick we're thinking of. But this other chick, Lizzie Kaplan, is the chick from Mean Girls.
Correct. And
also
True Blood. Yeah.
Okay.
So moving on.
Okay. All right. My world is upside down right now, guys. Okay. And this chick, whose name is Odette Annabelle?
Because it's not E-L, it's L-E.
Oh, I don't know about that.
She's 5'8 and a half. Her star sign's a Taurus and loves long walks on the beach.
She's a
nice
Taurus.
Popcorn. I don't know.
Fuck off. She played a Spanish-speaking student in Kindergarten Cop.
Oh.
What?
I guess she was in Kindergarten Cop.
Okay. At age 5. That's,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, sure. I don't remember the kids. The only kid we all remember is the one that talked about penises and vaginas.
Yeah, that he was on everything in the 90s.
He really was.
October Road. Is that that one with those kids who make a rocket? No, that's October Sky.
Yeah, October Sky.
Let me see. I've
Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 and 3. Wow.
Wow.
Not the first one.
Oh, she was in Walk Hard. That was a really good movie, but it looks like a really small, role. I've never seen any of the Cloverfield anything or anything. What's happening?
Stupid things.
I watched, I think, one episode of Entourage. She was in an episode of Monk.
Monk. She's
fucking
a new girl.
Hard pass. She was a new girl. Who was she?
Shane.
Oh my God. She was in. Okay. Yeah. So she plays the girl that goes to work at the bar with Nick. And Nick is like flirty with her. And then Jess gets really not jealous, but it's just like a weird situation because Nick and Jess are both really into each other.
Right.
And Nick is kind of using this other girl to make Jess jealous. It's a really good.
Good episode, huh?
Ugh, I should rewatch New Girl.
Her feet look okay.
No, they look fine.
They're fine. I see why people like them. It's one of those. There's like
Ramon is such a fucking foot snob. That's a really good shot too.
No, those are great.
Like
those
that would
really
you
great,
would lose your mind watching that on TV on ABC.
I would.
Like it's one of those things. Like whenever there's like a really good foot shot on TV, like I look over at Ramon and he looks at me and he gives this like really knowing nod. Like, mm-hmm,
this is the life we lead. Moving on to the next celebrity.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, okay.
Alicia.
So apparently Odette Annabelle,
there's more. Okay, go ahead.
He says, deserves special mention for the number of times her feet have been massaged or kissed on screen over her career.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I have to look into that.
Number 8.
Oh, but there it is. Look.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Getting rubbed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, by that guy that was on.
Who is that guy?
Heroes or whatever. I don't remember his name.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's cute.
He's the poor man's Jon Favreau.
Okay, if you say so. I don't know who that is.
I just said it.
I don't know who that
That's
is.
That's fine.
Okay.
You don't have to. You should. You don't have to. Anywho.
Number eight. Is Alicia Vikander?
Yeah. I've seen her feet before, and that's the only reason I know her. So let's see.
Ramon does not know how to type, especially not with one hand.
What did she do?
Who is this person? Who are you?
She's won various awards.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay.
Okay.
Here we go.
She has.
She's in the 2018 Tomb Raider as Lara Croft.
I've never seen any.
She's
in
the new Green Knight. We got to see that.
That looks pretty good. Okay, so she's been in nothing that I have ever seen.
Moving on to TV.
Never
seen Ein December Bergdrum?
These are all like Danish or something. Where is
you
she
never
from?
Seen Hook with double umlauts over there?
With Deuce
I guess
Doofman?
That would be, no. No, that's not. No, it is. So it'd be Herc.
You just missed my really hilarious joke.
What'd you say?
I said Hook with Deuce and Hoofman.
Ha ha ha! Shout out to Painty Toes, who will enjoy our pronunciation of these words.
Really, you know, sometimes jokes aren't as funny if you repeat them, but I'm really...
That
I'm
one was
really,
pretty good. No, you had to double back for that
scroll
one.
Scroll back up. Is she... What is she, like, Danish?
She's Swedish. Thank you very
Swedish.
Much.
Swedish? Listen, man, I don't fucking know.
But she has really nice feet because, as
well,
I have
let's
noticed...
let's take a look at her. Goals Galore says she is generally so beautiful that it would easily mask any potential for foot-related blemish. Who in their right mind would be able to resist being under Lara Croft's feet? Forced or voluntarily, few would or should, for that matter.
Those are great feet, and they look like your feet.
She looks extremely young in that picture.
She do. She do.
Find one where she looks a little bit older.
There's from the same photo shoot.
Oh, she looks older in that picture. That's
It's just a matter of angles.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
I'm into it. I've always been into her. I just didn't... This is not someone that's for, you know, when I'm on the spot and have to name celebrities. It's not first on my mind.
Oh, this person who you've never heard of and has never done anything that you've ever watched?
Indeed.
Okay. All right. So I've learned a lot today.
Indeed you have.
I learned who...
Yeah.
I learned who some of these people were. I learned that the girl in Palm Springs was not the same as the girl from Mean Girls.
Important
and my world
factory.
Was kind of shook about that.
Yep.
Now we're about to learn about some tennis.
Tennis.
Goals Galore goes on to say, as a tennis fan, I must say I find the ladies' matches easy to watch in much the same way as ladies watch men's football or soccer in American lingo. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't. Women don't, like, watch soccer to ogle men. I don't think. I don't know. I don't think that women do that.
They do that for wrestling, or they used to back in
no,
the old days.
No, they don't.
In the 70s and 80s, they did. They don't anymore.
No, they didn't, dude.
They
no.
I'm telling you, dude, they did. Look at the crowds. Like, early on, especially with WCCW, like, most of that was teenage girls ogling the young Von Erich boys. It was gross.
Okay.
Not that they were gross,
okay,
but
we
that,
need to talk.
Know.
First of all, no one was ogling the Von Erich boys.
They were in Texas. They were like
the Von Erich
they were like
boys.
Celebrities. It was crazy. They were like huge celebrities in Texas. They're hideous.
They're
but I'm telling
so,
you.
So listen, I'm
girls
it's
are grabbing
a tragic,
on them and kissing
tragic
on them.
Story, but it was a tragic, tragic story facially before anyone like they're no one was ogling the Von Erich boys.
I'm telling you. Go on.
I just that's not really how women function generally. They're the machismo and the bravado and the oiled down muscles is 100% for the other men watching.
It's both.
Mm.
At least it was then.
Ramon's here to tell me how women think.
I've watched What Women Want at least 5 or 6 times.
Have you?
Yeah. I really? Used to like that movie a lot.
Wow, that's weird. Is that that's Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's a fun movie. You should watch it sometime. You've never seen it, I'm sure.
No, of course I haven't.
You should watch it. It's fun.
I wouldn't.
It'll give you insight to your own brain through the eyes of Mel Gibson.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll open you right up.
Here's what women want. Not Jews, according to Mel Gibson. Wow.
Topical.
I know, right? Mel Gibson, he's just like, he's hiding out in a bunker somewhere right now. Like,
he's making
he
movies. He's like producing them, yeah.
Is he? He hasn't been in the news in a very long time.
Because
he hasn't
much.
Been like drunkenly arrested on a racist
right, yeah.
rant recently. Anyway, so there are many fit and beautiful ladies in tennis. We're still talking about tennis.
So
with the issue at foot. Ha ha
yeah.
ha. Nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Anna Ivanovic. And
yeah.
Maria Sharapova
yeah.
are good examples.
Sure.
Okay. How their feet came through their careers unscathed is a miracle. With tennis players, there is also benefits for your podcast listener who enjoys bandages. I don't think he listens anymore.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the guy that like...
No, I think he left.
Yeah,
he's
gone.
We roasted him pretty good.
Yeah. I doubt very much that guy still listens. Anyway... As the players often get their feet treated on court and naturally for non-life-altering issues, so he would have to worry about he wouldn't have to worry about the well-being of the bandaged person.
I see. That was quite a trip we had to take.
Yeah,
there,
no,
but I
no,
get
no.
It.
He's saying that like you
I
know,
get it.
You can jerk off to an injured woman
you
without guilt.
You can jerk
without
off.
Guilt. Because it's,
this just
okay,
in from Belle. You can jerk off.
No, jerk you can't. Off. No, you can't. Stop it. Yeah. Stop it right now. What's the opposite of like a JOI, a jerk off instruction? But it's like
denial.
That. Mm-hmm.
You'd make a lot of money if you made those. But again, you'd have to address people in their wieners, and that just makes you giggle anyway.
No, my denial would just be like basically, ugh, stop it. Just fucking cut it out.
That's
gross.
Something you could do solo. You don't even need me for that. You just record it here.
I do it now. Like Ramon comes over and he tries to kiss me and I'm like, ugh, fucking just stop.
Fun fact, if I try to kiss her or do anything to her while she's eating or drinking, she turns into a rabid dog.
Not a rabid dog. Just like, that's how, this is a normal mammalian behavior. Like, if I'm chewing and you try to kiss me,
she's getting mad now just thinking about it.
Last night, he, like, what did you, you, like,
hug me? I kissed you on your cheek.
On the cheek while
you were drinking.
I was drinking
it was
a soda,
neat.
And it's like, fuck off,
she gets
dude.
So mad.
Good God.
She's threatened divorce.
I threaten divorce constantly.
Yeah, she does.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Similar to the Avril Lavigne comments, I don't remember. I remember that Mad Piper was really into Avril Lavigne. I recall Maria Sharapova breaking onto the scene years ago. There was a picture of her laying on tennis balls and showing off her beautiful bare soles.
Oh, yeah?
That picture was really burnt into my teenage memory at the time. I was glad to see WikiFeet have that picture on her page.
Well, here we
All
go.
All right, there we go. Let's go on a fucking journey.
Fucking journey.
Looking for a picture of her laying on tennis balls.
Let's break it down. To souls?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that you could filter like that.
You need to research your own career here. I wonder if you're on here. There's
a,
not this
not.
One, not celebrity, but there's an X-rated one for like porn stuff. Maybe, probably not.
Why would I be on that? I'm not a
yeah, it's true.
Porn
you're not
star.
Technically a porn star. Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. There's a...
There's like an actual... What is that? Like a fucking Nike ad?
Yeah, it's a Nike ad with her foot.
The
like,
sole of
on
her
it.
Foot.
She's got size 10. I love it. Love it.
There are dudes who are... Aren't there dudes who are specifically into like the writing on the bottom of the feet? We did a clip
yes,
where you like scribbled on the bottom of my feet for a while.
Yeah, that guy was
oh,
way
yeah,
there.
Look at that. That's the one. That's the tennis ball. She's lying on the tennis
but
balls.
Where?
Right there. You just clicked on
oh,
it.
Oh, there it is. Goddamn.
Oh my God. That is such... Look at her hair. That's a very... of its time image.
Very much so. Yep, she's got
oh,
great
Oh, look
feet.
At that. Click on that one of her in the bikini sitting on her feet.
Ooh.
There you go. That one right there.
It's quality. It's one of my favorite shots.
Nice. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's cute. She's got good feet.
Love it. Want some more of it.
Tennis players are like so freaking fit, man.
I know.
Like, I don't even understand.
It's crazy.
She's got a really, really, really nice butt.
She does. She does.
Who was that tennis player that was super hot that everyone was obsessed with a few years ago?
Oh, crud.
Kournikova. Anna Kournikova. Yeah. She was super gorgeous, too.
She was. Also had big feet.
All right.
Good times.
On a cornucopia.
On a corns on her, whatever.
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to make a pun here. Keep reading.
That's it. That's it. We finished it.
That was it?
That was it. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
Avril Lavigne, Maria Sharapova.
Joke's on you. He sent another one
Another
in.
One. Awesome.
But
okay.
It's not about celebs.
Continue.
It's more about us. I'm assuming
right.
this can be read on the
Continued.
Podcast. I don't recall what it
well,
says.
Well, we're going to read it anyway.
Here
All right.
Go.
Goals Galore 17 continues. Or wait.
Or maybe this is the first one. I don't know.
Unclear.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, part one or part two. Hi, Belle and Ramon. Thanks for the podcast. Who knew that people could have so much to say about feet and still keep things interesting
brain.
For so
Thanks
long?
Thanks for the podcast, stupid. Belle doesn't care. Belle doesn't give a shit.
I really want to thank you, Goals Galore, for saying that we're keeping things interesting because, gosh, it doesn't feel that way. Wow. Who wants to talk more about True Blood? Let's all talk about this 10-year-old TV show. Anyway, Ramon's foot experience and Belle being right all the time about 99% Aww. Of things, with the exception of her not liking audiobooks.
You like audiobooks.
Wait, when did I say I don't like audiobooks?
I don't recall that. You listen to audiobooks all the time.
I listen to podcasts all the time.
You used to listen to audiobooks.
I have a hard time focusing on audiobooks. I think that's my problem. I need to, I can't go back as quickly. Like, I can't, like, turn the page back and reread something.
Yeah, right.
It's hard for me to focus.
You have to, like, rewind. Yeah, I'm this kind of the same
maybe
way.
That's, maybe that, I feel like I definitely have talked about this before, but,
yeah.
I don't remember. Anyway, he says, Belle being right 99% of the time, make you a dynamic duo. Yeah, remember that one time that you were certain that you could tell the race of someone by looking at their feet? And you were
I feel like
totally wrong.
I feel like that test was skewed against
How
me.
So?
I'll get back to you on
yeah.
that. But listen, yeah. I'm right.
You're I'm not right. You're not right at all.
Wow, wow, wow.
Goals Galore goes on to say, I haven't quite tested whether foot fantasy stacks up against enjoyment in reality or mustered the courage to do so yet, but must say that your brand of education and encouragement works well to promote thinking about what is essentially just part of life while Belle's kink shaming, usually subtle in the case of foot fetish, and all true and accepted. Does well to thicken the skin of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
A helpful form of good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
So you're the good cop in
I guess
this
I'm
situation?
The good cop, yeah.
Because you're like, you're the one who's like, oh, just let people be into what they're into. And I'm like, fuck you, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
he's got questions.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm good because I have answers and I'm going to be right about them. Can you pause it?
Yeah, sure.
Before we get into it.
Yeah, sure. Take a break. We're going to be back after the word from these sponsors. Whee! Hello, friends. Dr. Ramon from Ramon's Faceful of Feet Clip Store here to bring you Ramon's Faceful Human Furniture.
Human furniture?
Did you know, according to science, the human face is the most comfortable piece of furniture in the world?
He said science, so it must be true.
It's the ideal seat for butts both big and small.
Ooh, big butts.
Bare feet fit perfectly within its contours.
Wait.
Do your feet smell?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Your piece of human furniture will never complain. Or be able to.
Damn straight.
Our human furniture is comfy. Squishy. Sometimes squeaky. But always the perfect place to rest your smelly bare feet and butt.
Bare butts?
But don't take my word for it. Come on down to RamonFaceful.com and see our numerous examples for yourself with over 700 clips of foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture on the web today.
Incredible. 700. What a time to be alive.
RamonFaceful.com. Human furniture clips. Have a seat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back. Welcome back, guys.
I said that like three times before I would click the button.
Welcome back.
And the same intonation. Yeah, we're back. Belle had to take care of some things.
I had to go pee.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what we'll say. All right, go ahead. Is the question.
Wow. Give you my... just keep clicking away from it.
Click,
that's
click, 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 click.
Okay. Take so. Goals Galore says, given my inexperience in practice, so I guess he's saying he hasn't had a lot of
experience yeah.
like with feet. He's into it, but he hasn't had a lot of firsthand
experience. That's totally normal.
First foot experience.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Anyway, He says, given my inexperience in practice, yeah, I have two questions that are probably not enough for full episodes, but maybe enough for some filler content. We always need, Maybe enough for some filler content if you ever have the need. Constantly. Literally constantly.
I'm going to call this episode Goals Galore.
Call it filler content.
Yeah.
And then a winky face.
Winky face.
Hopefully, you find the time to consider them and address them in a future episode. Yeah, 2 months later, here we are.
Hey, we'll get there eventually.
I wasn't sure where to best post these questions, so posted them as a comment on the most recent episode.
All right.
Number one, a lot has been said. A lot has been said about smelly feet on face and fresh out of shoes slash socks feet.
I'm already turned on.
Gross.
I'm a half mast. Let's go. Ooga.
Showing.
Boy, boy, boy.
Combining all these. Wow.
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah, I guess. Go ahead.
You could get relatively moist, smelly feet on face.
You could.
In your experience, how much smell transfer takes place between the foot and the face, and how long does the transferred smell last? For example, Ramon would ask for a nice breakfast foot face smother to get him through the workday.
That sounds great.
This would be much more innocuous and socially safe than walking around with a pocket sock.
Oh, my God.
A play on pocket square. Oh, nice. Oh. You carry around like a smelly sock in your pocket. Just like, I mean, you could whiffs of it throughout the day.
Okay.
So for you, I feel like this would be different. It depends. Well, would the foot smell stick in your beard longer than it would on just
That's
generally?
What I was getting to. So, like, listen, if Belle has, like, really rank feet, mm-hmm, like, real
do.
Moist,
I
real,
usually do.
Like, there has to be sweat going on, and there has to be, like, toe jam. I have to say it.
Ew. Well,
like,
I don't.
Like, essentially, that has to happen for the smell to linger. Like, okay. So, after a smother session where, like, you had particularly smelly feet, because you're the only one I work with it as smelly feet. If I work with models, sometimes they're smelly, but none of them are like,
usually they're washing them beforehand.
Right. Or they just smell more like feet and it's not this huge, mm-hmm, smelly experience. But you don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
So sometimes they're really rank. It can last for a while, but it's very subtle. It's not something that's like, oh, my face smells like it forever. It can. I'd say it would last about a couple hours, like if you've really been smothering me, it'll last for like a little bit.
And is it sticking? Is it like on your skin or is it in your beard?
It starts on the skin. That goes away pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. The beard, it lasts longer. So you'll be like, I'll be doing something else throughout the day. And then I'll just like have a moment where I like scratch my nose or something and push a nose hair or like, you know, a mustache hair up into my nose. And like, mm-hmm, oh, there's that smell.
So you're going to want to definitely keep a mustache going.
Yes. If you want to have the smell linger on your face.
Also, you should grow hair. A beard because beards are sexy.
Beards are sexy, is like, yeah, if you can do it. So, yeah, that's about how. It's not going to last you all day, though. It's not going to last all day unless they're like really fucking rank.
You got to keep a pocket sock.
Yeah. Pocket sock. Pocket sock.
Is that a thing?
Now, here's the thing I did. And I've told the story before. I used to wear my class ring when I was just out of high school.
Oh, gross. I hate this story. It's so creepy.
And I rubbed a friend of mine's feet as a girl. She knew I had a foot fetish. It wasn't. So she knew I gave good foot rubs, but her feet were very smelly. And I didn't, you know, I washed my hands afterward because, you know, I still have to live throughout the day and not be completely gross. But I took off the ring at some point because I had left it on my hand when I washed my hands, or maybe I took it off. Regardless, the smell was still in the ring. And that was nice.
That's so gross.
So if you want a surreptitious way to keep smell around, a decent size ring on your finger after giving a smelly foot rub, it would do that.
I'm appalled.
You're appalled, but a pocket sock is okay?
Yes. Honestly, like, because, okay, I'm going to take my ring off and not wash it. Like,
when's the last time you washed your rings?
Not recently, but, like, I wash my hands with my rings on. So they're getting clean.
But even so, it would still trap under it.
No. And I wash my rings probably every other day. Uh-huh. I don't know. Like, uh-huh, I don't think about it, but my rings are getting clean when I'm washing my hands.
Stop changing your wallpaper. Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm distracted.
No kidding. Focus on your task at hand. I'm
no,
take it away.
You focus on the task at hand.
All right, I'll read the next one. Another regular comment that comes up in the past, when STD rate, oh my God, I can't read. When STD rates were high, foot-based activities would pick up. What are the risks of worshiping feet, though? Ignoring dirty, grimy feet where pathogens are obviously a risk. Athlete's face, any experience of catching something from the feet. If foot fetish was very common and therefore not a fetish but rather the norm, would there be a foot condom for practicing, say, foot worship? Ridiculous? Yes, of course. But would Belle wear it? It's just another form of sock in a way. Are you into the idea of a foot condom, brother?
I know, right? He's like, you're really pushing this.
Random questions, yes, but hopefully that gets you kind of thinking. Anyway, thanks for the podcast. Keep going and all the best for the family and health. Goals galore. Thank you, goals galore.
So, I don't know if I believe that, like, people were into feet because it was like a way to not catch gonorrhea or whatever.
It
or like
is anecdotal.
Syphilis.
It's a big,
yeah. I don't know if I believe that.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's oh shoot, there's another A word where it's
apocryphal.
Apocryphal. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe that. I don't think it's a lot easier to get a hand job and not get sick.
Yeah.
And not catch syphilis than it is to, like, worship
Fair.
Feet and not get syphilis. Also, like, you can be all up in titties and not get
but
syphilis.
But on to the question at hand, the risks of worshiping feet. So, I've never...
Has there ever been a case of someone that you know of catching, like, athlete's foot
not
on
that
their
I'm
face?
Aware
I don't
of,
think
like...
that it would be possible because athlete's foot requires, like... Like, wet,
Yeah,
moist.
Your face is... I mean, it can get in your eye a little bit, but, like, maybe. It's never happened to me. It's, like, maybe my... The only thing that's ever happened is my face has been a bit roughed up after a session where, like, they've been rubbing hard, and Panda, goddamn her, will always grab my beard with her toes, which I hate.
That's awesome.
I always trim it before I work with her just in case. Or I just don't work with her on that shoot because I'm like, fuck this shit.
Okay, can you just do a real quick – I don't know how to go incognito on this phone, so I'm not going to do it.
All right.
Can you just do a real quick search for can you get athlete's foot on your face?
Can you – get here, you keep talking, I'm gonna type.
Yeah, so I don't know that this would be possible. I feel like the bacteria that causes athlete's foot would not be able to survive on your face just because it's not an ideal environment for it.
I guess this first one's gonna be it. It does affect the face.
Wow.
Wait, no, hang on.
This is ringworm.
You're
looking at
name,
ringworm.
Oh, wait a minute. No, because technically athlete's foot is ringworm.
Really?
Yeah, which I didn't realize.
Huh. We all learned something today.
Several different types of ringworm infections, which are named from the various body part that's affected.
Oh, wow. So
because what affects the groin is jock itch.
But it's the this, same It's the same thing as
But there is one that
the
affects
feet?
The face. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's one that affects specifically the beard area.
Interesting. I've had that, I think. It's not much. It's
Ew.
Just a rash. It's nothing crazy. It's, you know, clears up. It's just a place where it's like a little moist and gets itchy. That's all that means. You can catch ringworm from someone else who's infected, even from an infected dog or cat.
Ew.
Catch it from a shower stall, locker room floor, pool area that has fungus.
Disgusting.
So I'm going to say it's possible.
So theoretically it's possible.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would be theoretically possible.
Theoretically possible. Seems unlikely, but you know.
Right, I would consider it fairly unlikely to get it on your face.
Also, if someone's got itchy feet, they're generally probably not going to do anything with you with their feet. You know, I've never
I would hope so. But then again, I mean, if you've got, like, the herp, you're probably not going to be letting somebody go down on you, but people do. I mean, people...
That is an interesting scientific factoid for our listeners.
Yeah, so be careful out there, guys.
Watch out!
The issue with a foot condom... It'd be like a latex glove for your foot, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sounds
and
awful.
And... A, it would be really hard to get on.
Really hard to get off, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, there's no smell. There's no, like, you can't get any of the texture of the foot.
You lose it entirely, yeah.
You lose what you want, except for just, I guess, the shape of a foot. At that point, just use a fake-ass foot.
Yeah.
Just use, like, one of those fake latex fuck feet.
Fuck feet.
You know, that they sell them, and they have,
they
like,
do.
They have, like, a pussy on the heel or something. It's bizarre.
Those are gross. I hate
that's because you don't like pussies.
I like them fine, but they're not my fetish.
Mm.
They're the norm for me.
Mm. I would not see, and the issue then would be if I wore a foot condom, my feet would sweat a lot.
True,
but then they I would take the condom off and my feet wouldn't smell like feet. They'd smell like latex.
Yeah, that would
you know
suck.
That like that latex
yeah,
glove feeling.
Gross. Hate it.
So I do not think that that would be a good. I don't think that that would be a good.
No.
I don't think you're gonna. I don't think you're gonna have a good market for your foot condom here, goals galore. I don't think you're gonna.
It's not gonna work out.
I don't think it's gonna take off.
So no go.
No go. No go on
below.
That.
No good.
Do socks, like if you wear socks, does that prevent like the fungus from your feet from
yeah,
spreading?
I'd say so,
yeah,
I'd think so.
So I mean, yeah, I just wear a sock.
Wear some
get really into socks. Just get into like
socks
clean
are pretty great.
Socks.
I like socks. I don't like them as much, but you know, I like them. I'm going to delete these so we don't accidentally read them again.
We'll read them again next week.
Nah.
We'll have this exact same conversation.
Welcome
next
back
week.
To the Goals Galore Show. where the hell did the other one go?
Who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows?
And then Ramon's over here telling me that like I'm bad with technology.
Technology.
He doesn't even know where his fucking emails are.
His fucking thing. I can.
I've had to reset every single password on every single thing that I own.
Yeah.
All within the past like 2 days.
You get more and more angry about it.
I get so angry every time I have to. I've had to reset my like iTunes password like 14 times. It's bullshit.
It is
not
bullshit.
Not iTunes, my like Apple password or whatever.
Apple. Yeah. Thanks, Goals Galore. Yeah, I think we can sneak in one more.
Yeah, let's
feedback.
Sneak it in.
I wonder where do I have... oh, shoot. Where did I used to write those up? Might be around here. Because I think... pretty sure everything else I put onto this list. Let me go find it. Chunker Buds. Thanks, Chunker Buds. We still think about you.
Oh, we do. We do. And we do need to... we'll go back and finish his, like, extensive list someday.
I feel like we read this one. Because it was Solent. It was one of the last ones we did when we were regularly doing it. Yeah, God, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
God, I don't remember. It's don't awful. Remember.
So we're having trouble remembering what we read and what we didn't. If we read your email, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. If we didn't, send it again, I guess. Send us another email. Give us shit for...
Yeah.
See, Philly Foot Guy. See, I don't think that we did read
I don't
this.
Think we read this
I don't
one.
Think
we read that
one
because he jumped in.
Because
so.
he commends me for seeing Tom Bosley in a production of
Shadow. All right, here we go. We're doing this one.
Okay, awesome. Let's do it. Fuck yeah.
This is happening.
Philly Foot Guy. Philly Foot Guy says, thanks for reading last week's feedback on the podcast. I was impressed with your knowledge of Philadelphia, including where to see Tom Bosley in a production of Showboat. Thank you. You're welcome, Philly Foot Guy. I saw Tom Bosley in a production of Showboat when I was 14 with my best friend. It was weird. Her grandfather was like the lighting guy for it, so we got free tickets and his dad took us. I think everybody else has too. But it was Tom Bosley. It's Tom Bosley. Anyway, and where to get a quality cheesesteak? Ramon got, I believe, a really subpar cheesesteak last time you were in Philly.
Oh,
didn't
no, no,
you?
No, no,
you
no, got no.
A, like you were like unimpressed by the cheese that they put on it or something.
Well, they put it.
You didn't get it with whiz. You
I should have gotten
it
with
whiz.
No, no, the cheese was fine, but clearly, like when you're in Philly, you got to get it with whiz, and I didn't, and I regret that. I regret that because this one really like normally I'm like no it doesn't need cheese whiz but this one
you
like,
sent me a picture of it and I could see that
it was lacking.
Really lacking.
No, it was very good. No, it was Jim's Steaks, which is a great establishment. It was the most delicious like steak I've ever had on a cheesesteak. Like they obviously use quality meat and the bread was amazing too, which is really the top two things. And of course I got it with fried onions. I don't normally do that, but when you're in Philly, it's like
fried
you got to get
the
fucking
so
onions.
Good. I get
you
got to
get it
like,
wit
extra fried onions on
that's,
everything.
That's the nomenclature. It's wit.
I don't like that.
But anyway, he's saying go to...
he says, do yourself a favor and go to D'Alessandro's if you're ever in Philadelphia.
I'm in Philly all the time. I will go
yeah,
back.
Ramon's all the time up there. Anyway, back to feet. I usually prefer to meet women in person, but our rambunctious neighbor COVID has reduced my dating efforts to the lukewarm experience of swiping on Bumble and Tinder. This has caused me to get creative and rethink my approach to online dating and my foot fetish. Interesting.
Yeah. Bumble, I think, is the one where the women can only contact you. I think I heard about that recently,
okay.
Which is interesting.
Sure, yeah. That's stupid.
Okay,
anyway.
Whatever.
After many iterations, I finally found the most successful version of my dating profile. Here are my main takeaways. This is really good. This is quality content. I like
my
this.
Main takeaway this tonight helpful. Will be cheesesteak.
Oh.
I think I just figured out our dinner.
No, you didn't.
Says you. I control the money.
Wow. Wow. Just because I don't know or understand how to access our bank account, remote access.
I showed you literally last night. Anyway, go ahead.
Number one, be direct. A common theme I've heard from listeners on the podcast is how quickly they should introduce their foot fetish. Speaking from experience, sooner is better than later. This way, neither person invests time in a relationship that will ultimately not work.
Correct.
However, as tempting as it might be, do not shout your foot fetish from the mountaintops.
Also correct.
This will usually scare the person off and come across as overly sexual. Instead, there is a more subtle and effective way to do this.
Indeed.
We're going to read through this, and then I'm going to talk about how you addressed it.
Oh, okay, cool.
When we started dating. Because sure. Ramon and I met online. And he did. I think he's following all of these rules. I think you followed all these rules.
I did. It took me years to figure that out.
Number two, mention your foot fetish early in your bio. The best way to bring it up is to let them find it on their own. The key to listing your foot fetish in your bio is to follow the same structure as a compliment sandwich. Smart.
Yep.
For example, list your foot fetish in between two pieces of information about yourself that are not foot fetish related. This shows that you have interests beyond your fetish. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Make it not your complete identity. Yeah.
Right. So you're into cooking and feet and fishing.
Right. That is a charming little bio because it throws you off guard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number three, continuing on this idea, use your foot fetish as an add-on to a non-foot fetish related piece of information. What I mean by this is do not dedicate an entire section of your bio to your foot fetish. Instead, add it onto a more vanilla piece of info. For instance, I personally use the phrase coffee addict with a foot fetish on my own profile. It mentions my fetish, but...
Don't ignore me.
Keep going. You got to scroll down because can't read it. It mentions my foot fetish, but does so in a way that is more casual and less intimidating to someone unfamiliar with the foot fetish. So I think that's really, really smart. That's really, really smart. And it presents it as something that's very casual and very unthreatening.
Agreed.
And then hopefully people who read that will see it as very casual and very unfair.
And anyone that would have been grossed out and shied away anyway would still be at that point. But that's would have been regardless.
But at that point, then they just don't message you.
Right.
Or they look at you, they look at your thing, and then they don't message you. Or they don't swipe. I don't understand how it works. But
I don't either.
I think being really upfront about it is super, super a good idea. Number four. My final piece of advice is for the moment you finally receive that sweet serotonin-inducing sensation that only comes from a mutual right swipe on these godforsaken apps.
We never experienced that.
No, but I
when you message back,
I remember
it's nice.
Getting a lot of messages. I never messaged.
And you only messaged one.
The only person I ever messaged back was Ramon.
Yay, I was the wiener.
I was on OkCupid for a day and a half before I met my husband. Like, what the fuck is that about? Like, wasted no time.
Yeah.
Congratulations, it's a match. Assume the person has read your bio and is aware of your foot fetish. Even if they didn't read your profile when they initially swiped right, they absolutely checked out your profile before sending the first message on Bumble or responding to your silly opener on Tinder. Mm. This means they will usually ask about your fetish and give you the green light to explore further. If they don't mention it, have some witty banter, send a few messages back and forth, then ask them if they've, quote, had a chance to read your bio. Good.
Yeah.
This usually gets the point across and is pretty obvious if your foot fetish is the most eccentric thing on your profile.
It is. Well, I was also whatever.
No, you had, there was a lot of eccentric stuff.
There was a lot there.
Like, I actually, I think overlooked the foot fetish part, like, because... On OkCupid, the profile was very long. It was very involved.
Yeah, it was an involved process because you had to take the questionnaire and we had to see if we were a match based on that.
Lot of questions. It was very like
we weren't even that good of a match based on that.
We were
70
some
or something.
70%. And then like years later, when Ramon and I were already married, and I never deleted my OkCupid profile because I like to look at the freaks.
And then I went on one time to like go and find some weirdos to post on forums. And one of our friends was on OkCupid, and he and I were like a 98% match.
Son of a bitch.
And I was like,
You fucked up.
Well, what? Although, honestly, can you imagine?
I don't remember who it was.
It was, you know.
Yeah.
And like.
Yeah, that would.
It would be the worst relationship. We would.
Yeah, you fight all the time.
Each other. We fight all the time now. Anyway.
It's true.
Anyway. He says, bonus tip. If you're only looking for a foot fetish encounter, say that. The line I use is, hey, blank, I'm going to be straightforward with you. I'm looking for someone who's open to a foot fetish. How do you feel about that? You'll usually get one of two responses. Hey, thanks for being straightforward. That's not what I'm interested in. Just say no worries and move along. There's nothing worse than trying to force your fetish on something else.
Yeah.
Especially if they were polite and respectful. Yeah, don't be creepy. Listen to our episode about how not to be a creep.
Yeah.
Number two, something positive. For listeners who are still doubtful, here are a few actual responses I've gotten from women online. I'll try anything once. That's totally cool, and it's nice to see that you're open about it. Will you massage my feet? Would you rub my feet? Then we cool. Ha ha. Ha ha. Are you being serious? Lol. Okay. People say that I have cute feet. Nice. That's a really good response.
That's really good, yeah.
Bottom line, most women are open or respectful as long as you approach it the right way. Having quality pictures and building out the rest of your profile is equally important. That way, potential matches see you as a whole person and more than just your foot fetish. This is all super good advice.
It is.
In closing, this feedback is longer than I expected, but if it helps just one person, then I'll consider it a success. Thanks again for everything you do, and keep up the great work. Warm wishes and tasty cheesesteaks, Philly Foot Guy.
Well, you've cemented my dinner.
No, he hasn't.
Cemented my dinner. I don't care what you eat. So
So OkCupid had a really long, like, your profile was like essay length, honestly, or it had the potential to be essay length because it just was it was a lot of questions and a lot of like, but yours was, there was one question that was like, what are five interesting facts about you? And yours was like the fifth fact on there. But it was like, that was a.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I definitely remember, you know, you look at someone's profile and then you send them a message back, or that's how it worked for me. And then like after we'd messaged a little bit before we wound up meeting or like talking on the phone or whatever, I went back and like did a close reading of your profile and like really looked into it. But even still, like, he just said one of his like little five facts about him was like, I think feet are really awesome.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Right.
And it didn't really register with me, but it was made very clear like on our first date.
Yep. Very clear.
Well, not like super clear.
Very.
But like, you know, like, hey, I like these things. Let me give you a little foot massage.
Those things
through
are
the socks. Through the socks. I didn't take my socks off on the first date because I'm a fucking lady.
Date two, though, it all came off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, day two was fun.
Day two was fun. Well, yeah.
We're not going to do an hour and a half. We're not going to sit down here for an hour and a half.
He said that. He said that right before we fucking started recording.
We get on a tear and we can't stop. We'll be back at some point, y'all. No worries.
We'll see, guys. We'll see, man.
We'll work it out.
We'll get back around to it.
But until then, you know, you can still write into us, RamoneFaceful@gmail.com. The Reddit's still going, r/footfetishpodcast. Bell's still running that damn Instagram.
Guys, speaking of Reddit, what is a good Reddit app for Android? Because I can't fucking find one that is decent, and I need help.
You should put that on your Instagram. People are more likely to respond there, too.
I should.
Seeing as I have almost 7,000 followers.
7,000 followers. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
That's at Bell's Souls.
I can't wait until I get canceled at 7,000 followers. That's going to be great.
It's been so many times.
It's fucking cancel culture, Ramon. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. then where else you can go? You can find me and Bell at Twitter at Ramon Faceful. Go to RamoneFaceful.com to buy all our wonderful clips, including that one.
Wonderful clips.
Where her picture is that we were talking about earlier. If you want to support the podcast, go to patreon.com/RamoneFaceful. Fun fact, so there are some clips that I've retired over the years and just taken down just to kind of clean things up a bit. Those clips are still awesome clips. So slowly, we're going to start releasing those on our Patreon at the $10 level.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get two of those a month. So if you want to be in on the action, join our Patreon, patreon.com/RamonesFaceful.
You
got
to get, these are the clips that are in the Ramones Faithful vault.
The Ramones
Faithful
vault.
They're going away
vault.
To the Ramones Faithful
They're
vault.
They're going away. They're only going to be available. You cannot get them on our clips for sale. They will not be there.
Exclusively available on the Patreon.
Including all of our Argentinian models. I'm pulling those down. I'm going to put those on there too. So if you want to see those amazing things like Michaela and Floor and all them, they're going to be there. So join our Patreon if you want to get in on that sweet Argentinian foot smother in action.
Oh, my God.
The old Mistress sweet Foot action. Kingdom. That's where you want to be for that. I think that's it. Do we have anything else that we do?
We do a lot of things.
I guess it's all we fuck around.
Fuck around.
Fuck around.
Fuck around.
Oh, if you want customs, out. You know, email us too. We still make tons of customs.
I do, including like weirdo giantess ones.
Oh, she's way into that
themselves
now,
to me. I haven't crushed anything in a while, though.
No.
I had a guy who was going to try and get me to crush peaches, but he was just fucking around. He wasn't actually going to get me to do anything.
Peaches for free. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get the hell out of here. So until we feed again.
So long.
Bye, everybody.